I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks to everybody that's been joining us on the show today. A fun show, man. I love doing this. And getting ready for the snow to melt, you know, a little extra snow today. It's all right. It makes for good rabbit hunting, getting kids outdoors and learning about the small game. Man, start them small. That's my thing. Look, the early seasons for deer hunting, they're fine. But you know what? You'll teach them better patience, better marksmanship when it comes to rabbit hunting, when it comes to squirrel hunting, all the things that a lot of us have started out on back in the day. And, you know, it's not like, you know, hey, don't give them the Ferrari right away. Make them drive that old Pinto with the stick shift. Well, maybe not a Pinto. Those things blew up on impact. But you know what I mean? Give them something to start with and then, you know, let them ease into the big stuff. That's just me. Okay. But that's how I learned, and I'm not saying it's better than any other way. I'm just saying it's the one I've enjoyed, and I'm happy to share that with you. Find us online. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website. You can pick up the podcast there and find our great sponsors like Not Just Guns, also Conquest Sense. And we are going to be talking with Mike Green from Not Just Guns here coming up in the next couple of weeks, getting an update as to what's going on over at his place. But right now we're going to speak with my good friend Captain Joel Pytek, Fishheads Sport Fishing Charters, Harson's Island. That is a great place, man. I've been to the island numerous times with my buddy that lives over there. I've not had the opportunity to hunt with you over there or fish with you over there, but I've had the opportunity to shoot some archery and some golf with you, so that's not a bad thing. How you doing, buddy?
Very good, Duran. Very good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, we were just talking about you a little bit ago with our good friend Bill Parker in the first hour of the show, because you are going to be at Outdoorama, which, I stand corrected, starts on the 27th, a Thursday night at the Suburban Collection Showplace. But I want to talk about what you've been doing first. No ice on the lakes, on the big water. And dude, you've been out fishing. You got the Frabel gear on to stay warm, but you've been doing some walleye fishing out there with some success.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it's funny because I have two brand new shanties, Frabel shanties, sitting right in the barn right now that haven't been put together out of the box just because I didn't have that funny feeling that we were going to have ice. So the one boats have stayed out and have been in action quite a bit throughout the whole winter, right? Just like you said, no ice for any of the big waters, so it's allowed us to capitalize on just some excellent fishing that we would only normally be able to ice fish for, right? Saginaw Bay, Lake Erie, and that's always suspect for ice down there anyways, but Lake St. Clair and even the both rivers, St. Clair River, Detroit River.
Yeah, you know what? These are the things. Normally, we're looking at March, April, going, okay, when's that water temp going to get up? When's that ice going to clear out? But we've not had those cold, cold days that's been covering the big bodies of water. Hell, it's had a hard enough time covering the smaller inland lakes to get out safely, even though there's people out there doing it. Hey, more power to you. Just stay safe. Don't go alone. But, I mean, how are the tactics with water still this cold, but open and big? I mean, what are you doing while you're out there?
Yeah, you know what? It just depends. You think of anything. When I'm targeting fish, when it's cold weather patterns or in the middle of winter like it is right now, you do have, and especially when you're ice fishing, you see down the hole, and today's technology with cameras and sonars, you know, you can tell what the fish are doing. And you do have those aggressive days, but more often than not, especially front conditions or cold front conditions or prefrontal, that bite can be real tough. So what we do is you're basically slowing everything down, slowing your presentation. Whether you're jigging, which jigging is a very productive method in Erie and also the two rivers, because both rivers, St. Clair and Detroit, are holding fish all winter long, you know, everything's slowed down. Slowed down if you're jigging, it's live bait. And if you're out there trolling cranks like we have been all winter, and even into the fall there, everything's all more of a slow process from point 6.8 miles an hour to, say, about 1.5 trolling crankbaits, deep diving lipped crankbaits, like you would generally in the late spring. But everything slowed down. That's probably one of the biggest keys. On the days that you get out there and you got warm weather patterns and the bite's really aggressive, you know, there's almost nothing that you can do wrong to get bit. But, you know, it's those tough days that really make you start thinking and changing up your tactics if it isn't working for you at that time.
Captain Joe Patek of Fishhead Sport Fishing Charters joining us here right now. You will see Joel at the Outdoorama coming up. He'll be discussing other things other than fishing, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But, I mean, in the number of years that I've known you, and I, frankly, right now, I can't even count because it's been a little while.
Yes.
You've been doing this, I mean, basically your whole life. Harson's Island, which is a beautiful place. If you've never been, I've been several times over there. My buddy Justin lives on the island. I haven't seen him in a while, but I've hunted the island. I've fished around the island before, and it's just it's a very unique place, and you guys have it all right there.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate, Duran, you know, to have grown up there. It's a vital resource for us on Lake St. Clair, and it's very unique too because of one of the largest freshwater deltas in the Midwest. Because we have that just amazing water that comes through the Great Lakes, sends down into the St. Clair River into Lake St. Clair that generally will cycle out and make it through Detroit and on its way down through the other Great Lakes and into the ocean eventually. Just a tremendous fishery, and the opportunity that we're provided there with the diversity is incredible. World class, absolutely world class. What's the other unique part about it is we're located right on the international border of Canada, so we share those waterways with Canada, and it's just amazing the type of shipping that you see come through there. The tall ships come through. You'll see Navy battleships that come through at times as well, so it's quite interesting. You really never know what you're going to see out there. I think sometimes it was rumored that, you know, the owner of Jimmy John's was out there in his giant yacht and so forth. So you really never know. There's cruise ships now that are taking trips on the Great Lakes, right? Very unique.
You know what? That's funny that you mentioned that because I've been looking into, I think, the Viking cruise ships, which is something I would love to do, a Viking river cruise someday when I win the lottery. It's one of those deals. But that they're going to start doing Great Lakes tours. Mind you, it's not for the faint of heart when it comes to the checkbook that these things are going to be done. But at the same time, it's going to be very, very interesting, very unique way to see the Great Lakes. I mean, a lot of people, you know what, we go there, we go to the beach, or maybe we'll go to the island via, you know, one of the ferries, but we never really get out there unless we're fishing. And then, even then, we don't see a lot of things from that perspective. And I think it's going to give some people a really, really unique look at our Great Lakes here in Michigan.
I totally agree. It's amazing the amount of clients that I have, specifically from Michigan or even the surrounding states that haven't spent time on St. Clair or, you know, Erie and some of the Great Lakes like Huron in Michigan. And they're totally astounded by, one, the opportunity that the fishing provides, but then also, two, the beauty of our lakes. Very, very fortunate. And I talk to people from all over the country that have fished with me throughout the years. And one of our common topics of conversation is there anywhere like this in the rest of the country? And I have yet, really, to definitively hear somebody say that, you know what, here's a place that's just like this over in this particular region. It's you're hard-pressed to find this type of opportunity, beauty, availability of a world-class fishery just right here next to a metropolitan area.
Absolutely. Fishheads, FISHEADZ.com is where you can find Captain Joel Patek, good friend of mine, and very happy to have him on the show. We've covered a little bit about what's going on. Still fishing the open water on the big lake, and we're going to talk a little bit about duck hunting because he does that. And again, we're talking about world-class smallmouth, world-class diver duck hunting on Harson's Island, and puddle ducks, too. We're going to talk more about that with Joel here in a couple of minutes. We're Wild Michigan being brought to you by Conquest Scents out of Davison, Michigan, on the Michigan Talk Network.
you can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State via the Michigan Talk Network, our affiliates, our fine affiliates. If you don't have Wild Michigan in your area, contact your local like sports or news talk station. Let them know that you want to carry, you want to hear Wild Michigan on in your area. We will do what we can to get that hooked up. Or if you're just listening via podcast or, you know, however you're listening to us, we appreciate it. And we've been getting, you know, all kinds of messages from people all over the country that listen to the show. And it really, it makes me feel good. First and foremost, that you guys are taking the time to download the podcast, listen to the show while you're driving, or, you know, listen to, through the affiliates and visiting the website, all this stuff is very humbling to me because, you know, this is a show we started almost 15 years ago as an idea. And what I know now is still a lot more than what I knew then, but nothing close to what we've yet to learn here on the show. And that's why we bring in the great guests that we have, my good friend Captain Joel Pytek, out of Harshens Island, fishheads.com. That's with a Z. And find them online on the Facebook, if you will, Fishheads Sport Fishing Charters as well. It's a great shot of some beautiful walleye with the Renaissance Center in the background. And that's, Joel, I'm gonna say this. This is what I love about fishing in Michigan on someplace like the Detroit River. You're sitting there, you're jigging, you know, 3/4 ounce, you know, hitting the bottom. And all of a sudden you look behind you because you don't hear it is a 1,000-foot freighter coming behind you.
Yeah.
How does something like that sneak up on you? I will never know, but they do. They do every time. I'm so focused on fishing, you don't hear that real soft chug of the engines when they're going by until they're right on top of you. Then you about damn near jump out of the boat.
Yeah, especially when they give you the warning signal, right?
They do it on purpose.
I blasted that freighter horn. That'll wake you up for one and then tell you that you better get out of their way pretty quickly. And just like you mentioned, though, you know, let's face it, you're down there, you're trying to be as productive as you can in the time frame that you have while you're fishing there. You got your head down, making sure your line's straight up and down, fishing away, and there's so many boats that do go through the shipping channel there in the Detroit River, and, you know, they could catch up on you pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one time we were on in Muskegon. Fishing out there, and they had one of the car ferries come through. It was a catamaran. I sure. Swear to God, I thought the thing was just going to go over the top of us like we weren't even there. You know, I mean, here it comes, this monstrous catamaran coming our way, and you've seen the picture, you've seen the guy from the movie, his eyes get really huge, he's on the fishing boat. That's me. You know, it's just one of those things, you just don't even know it's there, and you know they see you. And you know you're going to have to move, but, you know, would they go over the top of you? I don't know. I'd rather not find out.
Yeah, that's for sure. Same thing with the freighters. You know, I always try to give them as much room as possible.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Every once in a while, they might sneak up on you, but I always have my head on a swivel. You know, you think, too, at the same time I'm running a business and I got anywhere from 3 to 5 lives in my hand. And so I constantly have my head on a swivel knowing that those big freighters can sneak it up on you in a quick hurry.
Oh, yeah.
If you're pounding fish.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you get focused and not much is going to get in your way with like the Paltra Gertha coming through with a load of taconite, you know.
That's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorite ships.
Yeah, that's the big one, sister ship to the Fitzgerald, if I'm correct.
I think you are.
But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's such a special place. And you mentioned that beforehand. I mean, there's nothing more special than being able to fish, you know, 20% of the world's fresh water in our own state, to be able to see first and foremost these 1,000-foot ships, to be so close and to be so close to so many anglers, or be far away from those anglers. When when misery loves company, as Lance says, you know, everybody fishing together, not catching anything, you know, why not break away from that? But again, you know, just a beautiful place to fish. And I want to go into the duck hunting, which you'll be talking about at Outdoorama coming up starting on the 26th. All right, there, I did it again. The 27th, my apologies. Thursday the 27th, Suburban Collection Showplace. You're going to be doing seminars, and Harson's Island has got some fantastic duck hunting. Puddle ducks, diver ducks. I love, absolutely love fishing layout boat or hunting layout boats. I'm not real good at it, but I love it.
Yeah, that's very unique. You know, the layout, the old traditions of sneak shooting from a wooden plank boat or layout shooting. You know, that's how waterfowling had been pioneered in this system, or in this freshwater delta area of Harson's Island and Lake St. Clair. You think about it, puddle ducks, obviously, they're shot in the marsh, and that's where they're hunted, and, you know, relatively shallow water. However, when you see just massive amounts of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of divers out in the open water, those methods that you would employ to shoot puddle ducks aren't going to work out there in the big water. So they devised ways of sneak shooting, setting your decoys, you know, 100, 150 yards away from the sneak boat and paddle down on them, a real low-profile boat with a blind in front of it, grayed out or greened out, depending on what matched the water color. And, you know, these guys did it with hand-carved wooden decoys. And I love hearing the stories of the old-timers, and that's said with the utmost respect, that basically pioneered or were some of the heavy hitters back in the day and coming up with some of the decoy designs or boat designs. And it's a real cool tradition. I get caught up in a lot of the history around here, looking at the photographs of the hunt clubs all throughout the whole St. Clair Flats area. Lot of history, very, very rich history on hunting and fishing in our area. So Lake St. Clair being a main waterway and located right on the flyway of both of our puddle and diver ducks, it provides a great opportunity to get out there and capitalize. Harson's Island, with one of the largest managed waterfowl areas run by the state, you know, that too, again, is probably sees a tremendous amount of traffic from hunters, being that it's a great opportunity. Even your novice hunter can take a couple of dozen decoys, you know, and go out there. They don't need a whole lot of investment into their whole hunting rig, and go out there and have good opportunities to shoot some ducks.
You know, it is an amazing way to hunt on a layout boat. If you've never done it, picture the flying saucer laying in the water that sticks up about 3 inches above waterline. It'll scare the hell out of you at first, but it's still just an amazing, it's an experience I will never forget and look forward to doing again, hopefully this year.
We'll get out, Duran. Yeah, and it's really cool. You know, and again, I go back to who I've learned this, you know, learned this skill from, and the layout shooting and duck hunting and fishing and so forth from my father. But, you know, safety is always number one, right? I think that in a lot of cases, people can underestimate the power of water and weather conditions. But, you know, given that you're with a sharp crew and everybody has their heads on straight and you're doing all the right things, when you're laying in those layout boats, we generally will always hunt with two-man layout boats to get mm-hmm. more guys on the birds when they're flying. But, you know, when you're laying down looking at your off the top of the deck water level and you got anywhere from 10 to 100 divers coming in right off the deck, it's pretty exciting stuff. And the majority of the time you see the guys sit up and shoot holes in the flock just because they get on you so quickly. And I'm sure you witness that.
Oh yeah, I got nothing. Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
We'll sit in the pickup boat, you know, I'm constantly monitoring the guys in the layout boat, but we have a radio down there for safety and also communication. You know, I'll kind of tee them up. Hey guys, okay, get ready. Wait. All right, sit up. You got to coach them sometimes.
Yeah, you know what? And that's helpful, believe me, especially when you're a novice in that respect. Even, you know, I mean, the excitement of layout boat hunting for divers is just incredible. And it's very different than hunting the puddle ducks because their line of sight is very different. It's more low and straight out versus, you know, a top view. And you really have to learn and adapt. It's a very, very cool way of hunting. And I'm sure you're going to be talking about that, talking about walleye fishing, smallmouth fishing in that area of that you are at. And it's just a great area to be. And we're very happy to have you here with us. Proud to call you friend, Joel Pytek, Captain Joel Pytek. Look for him again. Fish Heads, Fish, HEADZ, Sport Fishing Charters. He'll be at the upcoming Outdoor-rama at the Suburban Collection Showplace starting on the 27th. Joel, I know you've got a seminar schedule that you can find there on the showspan.com website. And dude, as always, man, I appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Thanks for having me, Duran. It's always good to talk fishing and hunting with you. Or even life at times, every time I see you.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. Look for Joel at the show. Look for our friend Bill Parker from Michigan Outdoor News. Thanks to Doug Roberts for coming on the show as well, getting us caught up with the United Deer Farmers of Michigan. They've got a big event coming up March 13th at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort here with Wild Michigan.